Skateboarding exploded in the late 1980s after a handful of young skaters became popular as rock stars. One of them, Mark Gator Rogowski, is the subject of a new documentary called Stoked, The Rise and Fall of Gator. That film's the subject of my discussion with Madeline Brand for her weekly film segment. Madeline, what is so compelling about this Gator guy that someone would want to make a movie about him in the first place?
Well, Alex, first of all, it's because his story seems like it was just ripped right out of the tabloids. Young, charismatic skateboard star commits brutal rape and murder. And I'll get to the story of the murder in a bit. But when he was a teenager, Gator was at the top of his game. He was attractive, full of personality, and he was one of the top three skaters in the world. Here's a clip of him at that time from the movie. He's lounging by a pool, wearing sunglasses and a beret, kind of looks like he's out of the movie Risky Business. And he's talking into a home movie camera.
Well, I think I need to be interviewed, not only because I'm one of the most elite and dynamic, talented, big-headed, and versatile skaters on the circuit, but also because I'm one of the most blatant and outspoken jerks in the industry.
Boy, has this guy got a little arrogance thing?
Yeah, a little bit of an attitude. But that was part of his appeal, and I spoke with filmmaker Helen Stickler about that.
The bad boy or bad girl persona was prevalent in pop culture. You know, Madonna, think of the stuff she used to do in the 80s. And when Gator started to become popular and he was exhibiting these bad boy tendencies, they were encouraged because they were marketable at that time.
Alex, Gator and his skating buddies were soon making lots of money as spokesmodels for skating companies. They were jetting around Europe. They were buying their own huge houses. And this is all before the age of 20.
I think that it just was a lot for them to take on. And it really contributed, if you had a personality type like Mark, where he really needed the attention and thrived off of it, it really contributed to some hard times for them when it was over.
And it was over for them pretty quickly. Gator and the other celebrity skaters were part of what was called vertical skating. They started skateboarding in empty swimming pools and then built their own ramps. Stickler says the shift away from that to what's called street skating, that's doing tricks off things on the street like stairs and handrails, was really hard for skaters like Gator who just couldn't adapt.
It was a major seismic shift in skateboarding, and on a bigger level, a lot of other shifts were happening. Hip-hop was taking over, and grunge was taking over, as musical changes, all kinds of different changes in fashion and everything. So for people who are branded to the 80s, be they Billy Idol or Gator Rogowski, it was a big shift. It was a career-ending shift.
And for Gator, that meant it was all over by the age of 23.
But Madeline, does she say that that's what led a Gator to commit brutal murder?
No, she doesn't go that far. She says it's one of many factors, including his substance abuse, his family problems, and his manic depression. Gator's life had basically spun out of control. He was losing this fame and fortune as quickly as it had arrived. His girlfriend, whom he was wildly in love with, left him for another guy. So one night, he called up a young woman who was actually a friend of his girlfriend's, and he took her home. And after drinking quite a bit, he tied her up, sexually assaulted her, and then killed her. And months later, he admitted doing it, and now he's serving 30 years in a California prison.
And did Helen Stickler, the filmmaker, she goes to interview him in jail?
Well, she did many times. In fact, she actually moved to California from New York so that she could interview him. But the prison did not allow her to film him, so she recorded his voice. And it's pretty eerie just hearing the disembodied voice of Gator. At the beginning of the film, you hear him leaving a message on her answering machine, and this is it.
This is the operator. I have a collect call from, good morning, it's Mark, who is an inmate at a California State Correctional Facility.
I wanted to express my amends. It's been hard over these 10 years to understand how I could become so weak or, so affected that I ended up hurting Jessica Bergstrom. I was a coward, emotionally and mentally. I hate what I did, and I've hated myself, my life, and my past. Even any good I did before seems to pale in comparison, like wiped out by my crime.
That's Mark Gator Rogowski from prison. It's in the new documentary by Helen Stickler called Stoked, The Rise and Fall of Gator.
Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand. Thanks, Madeline.
You're welcome, Alex.